Hello and welcome to the Kroger 583 podcast. I'm your host and CSM, Tim Robinette.
And I'm Duncan Butner, a faithful Kroger employee for exactly 31 months today.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
All right, this week we'll be discussing some Elms results from the previous week. We're going to go over a RingTender best practices form I found on Southwest Web recently. And then we'll be going over some strange and odd customer stories. Do you have any of those to share this week, Duncan?
Boy, do I ever. There were several last night and Tuesday, so we'll see how that turns out.
All right, can't wait for that. All right, so we'll go ahead and start talking about some Elms results from the previous week. So Duncan, did you have any really good orders this past week?
None that really particularly stand out. No power baskets, as I can recall. I did have several large orders, but unfortunately they were rather bulky items, or I wouldn't have a bag or something. Nothing really stood out. Did you?
I had a couple pretty good orders yesterday. Started checking, and I had a lady come through with about 40 or 50 of those the frozen dinners that we have on the Daytona event.
Mm-hmm.
And she paid with credit. And then my next couple orders were just credit. So that went really well. I had like a 0.19 tender time after about 10 or 11 orders. So nothing in particular stood out this past week, but the week before that, we were number two in the Southwest division with a 111.6. We've been kind of dropping these past few weeks, not including the one day where we were at a 96.6. I know I said I wouldn't talk about it, but that's still kind of a glaring bruise on our records.
That
definitely hurt us a little bit, but we won't mention any names, but still number two in Southwest Division and District 7, right behind 585, who was at 118.3 last week. We had actually higher items per minute overall than they did, so they must have done really well in their tender time.
This just goes to show the importance of tender time.
It sure does. If you notice, from week 52, we only had a 26.6 items per minute, but their stores from around the district that have as high as 29.8 over at 536, and they were only at a 95.9. So that,
yeah,
that definitely shows the importance of tender time.
They have excuse me.
No problem, go ahead.
They have one guy at 536. I think his name is Tamdo, and he's regularly over 42 items for the week, and his average for the week is generally only between 110 and 115, and this definitely goes to same with Will. I think he's at 393.
Excuse me.
Will was at 42.9 items per minute for week 52, I believe, and he was at 123.1,
wow.
I think, and that's just.
That would be, if he could improve his tender time by a few points, man, he could probably be at least in the top three, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Jeez. All right. So, number two in Southwest Division, number two in District 7. Our district overall last week was at a 94.1, thanks in part to store 570. I think once they get their wheels rolling, they'll probably be a pretty substantial competition. One thing to note, though, is that for the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks for their grand opening, other stores have been sending their best cashiers. I know that our store in particular has sent three or four different people to kind of help out with their checking. So the other people on their list, I never actually got a chance to look it up, must be really low. I'm pretty sure that they'll catch on, though.
Yeah, Richard Wilbourn and Marla Kelly are quite a force to be reckoned with. They've got a long history of checking domination back from their days at 585, if we can all remember that, and we can, so.
That's very true. Let's see. They 570 actually did earn a lot of hours last week for I think this was week 52 was the second week into their grand opening. Total earned hours was 325, right behind 493 with the most earned hours. 493 is the store over on University, and they do a lot of business every week. So 570 is off to a pretty solid start as far as earned hours go. It's just their ringtender overall earned hours that they probably need to work on. Their items per minute are actually pretty steady at a 20.2.
True. And both,
Sorry, go ahead.
sorry, both 570 and 493 are the are Kroger's with gas stations, which
That's
probably
true.
is that's probably one aspect of the store that accounts for their high amount of earned hours, so.
That's very true because 577 also has a fuel center and they earned 299.9 last week. Not sure what other stores actually have gas stations. All right. The bottom performer in the entire Southwest division is store 9 from zone 2, which I have actually no idea where that store is. They had 10,000 customers and 20.4 items per minute, but they were only at 69.4, which I can't in recent memory remember a store that low. Can you think of anything other than 570 Dunkin'?
No, I really can't. I've seen daily performances much worse than that. Not much worse, but for an entire week to sustain that level of poor performance is really unheard of.
That's true. Especially this day and age. I remember a few years ago when they first introduced Elms, all the stores were in the low 70s, low 80s. Like our top performer from the district was actually probably not even at the 95% goal. It's kind of just been learning the system and just becoming more efficient and actually keeping the customer in mind when you're actually checking out an order. Because that always helps. They even had 16.7 items per customer, so that's comparable to ours, which was 18.5 last week. So they probably do probably what we do, probably as busy as we are. It's just I don't know. Maybe I can get someone from that store. I'll probably call them up, see if they can call in one week and let us know what is actually going on at that store, because that'd be kind of interesting to know.
Yeah.
All right. One other note that you can make about them is their total secure hours, which is really high at 147.9 as compared to our store, which only had 40.6. 585 had quite a few as well, 83.2, but they were number one in the division. So, store 9 with a 69.4 overall average last week. I would like to probably see one of their mystery shops. Judging from their low performance scores, one would automatically assume that they would be delivering lower customer service. But in fact, last week we had a mystery shop from our store that was really bad, actually. We missed engaging, we missed smiling, we missed thanking.
And eye contact.
And eye contact on the cashier side, which is really odd, especially considering that they said that the cashier did not do those things, but somehow we got engaging. At some point during engagement, you would think you would probably actually make eye contact with the customer since you're actually talking to them. Do you have any other points about the mystery shop, Duncan? Why do you think we missed that so badly?
Yeah, I do have one small gripe, I guess. Since Elms has been introduced,
Right.
there's so many advantages to it, just on monitoring performance and everything. But there are some cashiers that do get a little too wrapped up in their performances and lose sight of the true goal of being a front-end employee, and that's customer service. And it looks like that's what we had a case of last week at our store.
Yeah, especially from the description. I think one of the quotes from it was the cashier was too rushed, which it is easy to get wrapped up in your orders and focused on actually improving your items per minute and your tender time, but you have to remember that the only reason you're there is to provide great customer service. And that is not limited to being an efficient cashier and getting them out of there as quickly as possible. But it is one of the important parts, but it's not probably the most important part of providing an overall excellent shopping experience.
Yeah, there is a clear difference between efficiency and just like being in a hurry, and that was definitely demonstrated last week, and unfortunately.
That's true. The courtesy clerk actually did really well. They got all of their points. We did actually miss floor supervisor, which I think after reviewing the video from during that time period, the floor supervisor on duty was actually bagging most of the time. I don't recall that specific date or time other than reviewing the video, but I think it was actually pretty busy that day, and I think we actually did have a bagger call in, which only goes to further demonstrate being efficiently equipped to handle the customer's needs. Because of course, if someone calls in, it's just like not being there to serve the customer, which is our primary duty. All right. Did you have anything further to discuss about the mystery shop, Duncan?
I have no further points other than to say that I'm very disappointed.
I wholeheartedly agree, sir. All right. So to go into a little bit more detail about week 52, our zone, otherwise known as our district, top 25 cashiers. Of course, Duncan at number one with a 157.3. Congratulations for about the 300th time, Duncan.
Thank you for about the 300th time, Timothy.
All right. So then we've got the next two spots are filled by 585 people, Nick and Brandon. I don't. I remember seeing Brandon's name is
Brandon Graham, and I
Brandon
believe it's
Graham.
Nick Kelly. I'm not positive.
Nick
So
Kelly.
sorry, Nick, if you're listening. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to try to get Nick on the show to see what he does, if he does anything different or has any tips for us. Then we've got another 583 entry here, Jeremy at a 136.4, 34.6 items per minute. Good job, Jeremy. Let's see. Then we have 448, a couple more 585s and 448s.
One point I'd like to make about the next 585 on the list, Caitlin, she was only at 26.8 items per minute,
Wow.
which is one more reason to pay more attention to tender time than items per minute. Way to go,
Tender.
Caitlin.
Yeah, way to go, Caitlin. Tender time is key. Let's see, we've got Caitlin, Leslie, Jessica, no name from
I
store
believe it's
five.
Noname.
Noname?
Noname,
Noname.
yeah.
So we've got Noname from store 537 with a 125.9. Let's see. Store 537, do you have any idea where that is?
I really don't. Oh, wow. I have no idea.
Think Dallas somewhere? I would think
Maybe.
Dallas, because I'm pretty sure.
Wait, isn't that in Fort Worth? Is that Stephen Bass's store?
Oh, yeah, it could be. I'll have to verify that,
It
but
might be. I'm not positive.
that sounds right. So no name or Noname at 125.9. most of these people, if you'll notice, are always consistent in being the top 25. I see a lot of familiar names here. Brooklyn from 585, Emily from 585, Tamdo is always pretty consistent. The next cashier from our store was Heather at a 115.1. So we only had three this past week, but we were number two in the entire Southwest division, which is a little weird because 585 only beat us by about 5% or so, and it looks to be about at least a quarter of the cashiers on here from their store.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I believe that goes back to last Monday, though, where we had hunger bags one day, and also that same day we had a little WIC incident.
No names, remember, no names. let's try not to repeat that in the future, because that hurt really bad. All right, now on to our weekly form that we'll be discussing. I found a document entitled Coaching on Ringtender Percent Effective Best Practices. And usually these reports are kind of generic and don't really bring up any good points, but I found a few on this one that may help some cashiers that are kind of struggling to kind of get over that that 100% kind of plateau that some people have trouble with. The first point that I found interesting was asking for the coupons before the order. This can really help. In fact, yesterday I had a customer who I wanted to kind of test this out with, because I usually don't ask, in all honesty, if they have coupons before I actually start their order. So I went ahead and asked, and she started digging through her purse, and it took her about a good 30 seconds to actually find her coupons. So just imagine if that had happened at the end of the order, after you had already hit total, your tender time would have been on the increasing. Do you have any points, Duncan?
Yeah, along the same lines, is that if they hand you a 123 Rewards MasterCard for their card, chances are they're probably going to have either coupons or the gift checks that Cincinnati sends them. So if you see that, that should be a clue to go ahead and ask for coupons, even if you don't normally see them, because the 123 Rewards members generally have more coupons than other people.
Excellent point. I agree. One other thing that we can discuss about this report is it kind of goes into detail about express ringtender efficiency. Most cashiers would prefer to be on a big lane if you're going for the high scores, but it is possible to achieve a high score on an express lane. Do you know what your highest score on an express lane has been, Duncan?
163.
So it is very possible to do such on an express lane. Closing the drawer right after you tender is a key point that you can go ahead and end the transaction. It will stop all the timers. Your tender time is completed by that point. So some of the techniques you can use, some people would actually consider it cheating, which we can discuss in greater detail later on. But closing the drawer right after you get cash, after you tender cash, can be really helpful if you're struggling with your tender time. Do you have another point, Duncan?
Yeah, on the closing the drawer thing and everything, just always remember that you are not timing the Elms. It doesn't measure when you're done with the order. It's the speed it takes for the receipt to print. If the receipt starts printing, you're good. The sooner you can get that to print, you're good. And when it says thank you, come again on the screen, you're done. That's your goal. So always be careful, especially on like WIC orders or whatever, if they still use the paper voucher.
Right.
Zero cash it out at the end or anything, don't leave that up, because the receipt won't print and your time will be going up.
Okay. Excellent point. One question I do have, and I've kind of been wondering this the past couple weeks, is for the 123 Rewards MasterCard prompt, Do you know, or do you think that it's still kind of timing you until it actually does go back to that thank you screen?
I think it does because the receipt won't fully print. Well,
Right.
yeah. What I do when that comes up, I just hit clear like a million times as fast as I can. It doesn't really do much, but it's mentally pleasing, I guess, to know that you're going really fast to,
Right.
but make sure you don't leave it out. If anything's beeping, your time's probably going, so keep that in mind.
Good point. One thing that I did find about that is if you wait for that first beep and hit enter, it will kind of pause for a second, then you hit clear, and it'll actually go back to that thank you screen. So that's what I've been doing, just in case. I haven't experimented with it or anything, but
All right.
that would be an excellent thing for you to do today when you go to work if you want to try that out. All right. So one last point from this report that I found that would probably really help out most cashiers is actually knowing your advertisements and knowing your sales. This past couple weeks, we've had a few different, excuse me, a few different different events going on, as they call them. We had the mega event going on for 2 weeks, where you had to purchase 10 items, and the Daytona event this week and probably next week too is very similar. They have to purchase 10 items, and they get a certain dollar amount off. This week it's $3. Just take note of the ads. On the customer's receipts, there'll be that little plus symbol to kind of let you know if a certain item. You can kind of get a feel for it. If you notice they're buying a lot of different things and something similar to a product that's on the ad, you may want to go ahead and mention that before the order if you do take note of it, and just ask them if they thought this was included or not. Do you have any other points, Duncan?
Yes, going off of what you said though, if there's any discrepancy as to whether they bought the required amount of items in an event similar to the Daytona or Mega event, always do a 15 sign-on in the middle of an order because it will still give you the running count at the bottom of the receipt, so you won't have to scroll up and manually count it and then get everything confused with the discounts coming off and everything. And I've got one last point I'd like to make about going back to the whole plus card at the beginning of the order thing. Always remember that the plus card does count as an item. If it makes the scanner beep, it counts as an item and the timer starts going. So if they hand you a plus card and you still ha and you before you like grab Bob or anything, hang on to that and don't scan it until right before you start scanning the rest of the order because there will be a big gap in between the plus card, which is an item, and the first item if you like rearrange the card or whatever, and therefore your IPM will go down as a result.
Excellent point. Most customers are actually okay with that. If you're actually physically unloading the bottom of the BAS card or pulling some stuff from the child seat in the front, most of them, after they hand you their card, will just kind of see it as a normal thing. I've only had one instance. I think it was a couple weeks ago where I started rearranging some of the stuff in her cart and had asked for a Kroger Plus card. I had already sent like two liters down the belt or something like that, and I was just waiting for her holding that third one, and she kind of just stopped and looked at me and said, "Can't you go ahead and start?" And I was just kind of dumbfounded because I had never had that asked to me yet. But most customers will actually see you as being more efficient if you're kind of just unloading their card and waiting for them to find their plus card. If all else fails, you can just say that, just waiting on you. Sorry, didn't want to start without you there. Next topic.
Oh, can I make one more point on this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Another thing to prevent any accidental scannage or whatever, make sure you always secure the terminal because you have every now and then you'll have one of those people that think they're being helpful or whatever, and they'll sneak up and start scanning their own stuff, or they'll scan their plus card while you're not looking or something. So make sure just. I've always been in the habit of, as soon as an order is done, unless there's somebody immediately after that person, just secure no sale sign on. That is, and everything should be safe there. It's a big time lifesaver. I learned the hard way, so.
Oh yeah, excellent point. All right, for our next segment, we'll be discussing odd customers and strange happenings at Kroger 583. I have one little incident that I would like to discuss. It doesn't necessarily apply to the front end as a whole, but most of the service center people will understand where I'm coming from. So I had a lady come up to the service center. I think this was one point last week, probably Thursday or Friday. But I don't know how familiar you guys are with how the lottery works, but they can either do a quick pick or they can fill out the forms that are readily available at the service center counter. So once a customer fills out the form, all the service center attendant has to do is run the slip through the machine, and it prints their ticket. No questions asked, anything like that. There are two basic play options when you're playing the lotto. They have the 26 annual payments and the cash option. I'd say about 95% of the customers that come through choose the cash option. That's where you get all the money up front. But unfortunately, what happens is if the customer fills out a play slip and does not mark that option on their play slip, then what do you think happens when you run the slip through? It just automatically processes. When you're doing a quick pick for the customer, you of course have to do that option yourself. So I had a lady come up. She was really nice, really friendly, started talking. She handed me her play slip, and of course I just put it through the machine. It prints her ticket. It was about $15 worth of lottery, and she just kind of looks blankly at the tickets and kind of looks up and goes, "Oh, I wanted cash option." Another point about the lottery that you can make is that once you print any kind of lottery ticket, it's there. You cannot cancel it. You cannot void it. The only exception for that is the pick three, but no one plays the pick three. I believe she was playing the Mega Millions. So she kind of just stares blankly at it for a second, looks up at me and goes, "Oh, I wanted cash option." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. You didn't select it on your play slip, and there's no way for me to actually cancel it. It's a little bit too late for that." And then she goes from being this really nice lady to kind of throwing this little hissy fit. She didn't actually direct any of it towards me, but she kind of just threw her slips back down on the counter and grabbed her purse and kind of waddled off in this really juvenile fashion. It was just completely unbelievable. I believe Sarah was there at the time, and she just kind of looked at me like, what the hell is that? Do you have any stories this past week, Duncan?
I do. Last night, or yesterday, just yesterday in general, there were three incidents that really stood out to me. First of all, I got there, and this man came in to the DVD machine wearing a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, that's right. We definitely have pictures of that, and we will definitely put that in the show notes on our blog. So look for that coming up soon. So
yeah, that was just funny. That was just like a big goof. And like Tim said, pictures will be up at kroger583.blogspot.com. Is that right?
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
All right. And second incident, while I was on my break, I took a little potty break. And I was standing at the urinal doing what I needed to do, and this guy that I've seen him in before, he's never really been overly polite, to say the least. He's probably 75 to 80 years old. He comes up and stands right behind me, probably like a foot behind me, and cleared his throat in my ear three times. And as I was, and I just ignored him. I was on my break. Not that I don't serve on my break, but I was using the restroom, and that he kept clearing his throat in my ear and said, "I'm a customer. I'd like to use this."
Oh my god!
I was totally bewildered. I just kept going, and while I was and as I heard him leave after I wouldn't, I heard him like walk off after I wouldn't give up my urinal for him.
Right.
And as I was washing my hands, he went into the stall and pooped with the door open. and stared me down through the mirror while I was washing my hands.
That is unbelievable.
And I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life. And I got out of there.
That was a smart thing to do. Your instinct kicked in as far as
Fight
leave.
or flight. I chose flight. Boy,
Oh.
I would not want to fight an old man on a toilet. You could not
No.
pay me enough to do that. Third minor incident. What?
Yeah, man. You're gonna have to point that guy out to me next time. We're gonna have to.
Had a goofy hat, like an old person hat with a feather in it. Third incident seems to have slipped my mind about now, or right now. I was too involved in the old man thing. Whoops.
Oh.
Do you have anything else, Tim?
Actually, this week has been a pretty sedate week. It's just been normal customers, normal pretty much everything. Not too many strange happenings, but yeah, that's about it.
Should we talk about the grocery lists?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Another thing that Tim and I and a couple of other people like to do, like Travis does it, I know Joe occasionally does it. If we find people's shopping lists, we'll read them and just to see if there's anything interesting on them that might make us laugh, and if so, we'll save it. One of these lists, I found it on my register the other day. It was on one of those magnetic notepads that you stick to the refrigerator, but it was just on the cardboard part. All the paper had been used up. So I was looking at it, and everything seemed pretty normal. It was like bread, eggs, tomato sauce. And then about the fifth item down, it said, "Nuts for my dad." And I just lost it. Yeah. If you'd like to see that, check the drawer on 12.
As if, like, as he was purchasing them, he had to remember that they were for his dad, otherwise he would have just purchased his normal nuts, right?
Yes.
I
Good point.
like pecans, and I wrote nuts, so I'm gonna buy pecans.
Oh, they're
But,
nuts for my dad.
oh.
Cashews.
Spanish peanuts.
Oh boy.
All right. So we'll definitely be collecting more shopping lists, and like Duncan said, that one's still over. Is it in the drawer on number 12?
Yeah, along with a pair of sweet gloves that I found. They're cool. I like them.
Oh, okay. I'll definitely check that out tomorrow when I work. All right. So that about wraps it up for another Kroger 583 podcast. I'm Tim Robinette.
And I'm Duncan Fettner. Thank
Thank
you
you
for
for
Krogering.
Krogering. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs, I save coupons for packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kids in halls and the pipes in the walls. Make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. WTF, man. And then
Yeah.
I kind of put two and two together. Oh, I'm gonna have to pause that. Some fucked up advertisement just popped up through Skype.
Really?
Yeah, it says, okay, so there's a lady laying down flat on some sort of surface wearing a thong. You can only see the lower half of her back and the upper half of her thighs from there to there, and it says Suche Aventure Andrea 22 says, for real dates at www.searchaffair.com. And that's all she says.
Okay.
So I'm just going to click X on that. I didn't know Skype had a lot of spammers, but apparently they do.
We just keep this in the show.
I'll see what I can do.